AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he has turned to Attorney General William Barr to determine if there was any wrongdoing by the investigators who were investigating him.
You could almost say he's the trustee. He's a highly respected man. Our Attorney General is in charge. Let's see what he finds.
The president says he will declassify documents related to the origins of the Mueller-Russia investigation.
There's word and rumor that the FBI and others were involved, CIA were involved with the UK having to do with the Russian hoax.
The president calls the investigation an attempted coup. Before leaving for Japan, President Trump said 1,500 more troops will be sent to the Middle East. Vice Admiral William Gilday with the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the reason for the move is Iran.
We continue to see the planning that's occurring not only with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps forces, but also, as I mentioned, quite troubling with Iranian proxies in Yemen and in Iraq.
The president seemed to downplay the prospect of conflict when he spoke about Iran at the White House. The Trump administration is moving to revoke Obama-era discrimination protections for transgender people in health care. The AP's Ricardo Alonso Zaldivar reports the proposed changes face resistance.
One side says you're opening the door to discrimination. The other side says, no, we're not. You read too much into the law, and people, all people, will be adequately protected by what's already on the books.
The proposed changes would not immediately go into effect. A jury found Emmanuel Sampson guilty of first-degree murder today in a shooting at a Nashville church 2 years ago that left a woman dead and seven wounded. In Boston today, celebrity chef Mario Batali pleaded not guilty to a charge that he forcibly kissed and groped a woman at a local restaurant in 2017. This is AP Radio News. Theresa May's exit as British Prime Minister is 2 weeks away.
May's voice broke as she announced she will step down as Conservative Party leader on June 7, sparking a contest to become Britain's next Prime Minister.
I will shortly leave the job that it has been the honour of my life to hold. The second female Prime Minister, but certainly not the last. I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
May said she will continue as Prime Minister while a Conservative leadership contest takes place. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Regulators approved the most expensive medicine ever for a disorder that destroys a baby's muscle control. The drug is called Zolgensma and is priced at $2.125 million. Out-of-pocket cost for patients will vary. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.